goodness.
I'd like to call to order this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Board of Directors on this beautiful Thursday, June 12th. I'd like to open this meeting in honor of a former board member, Judy Dawson, who served for, I don't even know how many years, Heather. How many years did she serve?
I don't know.
Many, many terms. I just recently found out that she passed away recently, and I'm really sad about that. So bless you, Judy. Okay, Jess.
Director Lopez Garcia.
Present.
Director Garcia.
Oh, present.
Director Torres.
Present.
Director Torlakson.
Present.
Director Hudson.
Present. Thank you. All right, would you please rise and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm really sad to hear about that. All right, folks, do I have a motion about the agenda?
I pledge we approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you, Director. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Director.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. Okay, moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have any director that would like to remove anything, question anything?
No.
And if not, do I have a motion?
I move we adopt the consent calendar as presented.
Thank you, Director. Have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Director.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. There are no presentations this evening, so we're moving on to the General Manager report. Good evening, General Manager.
Good evening, you Madam look so Chair pretty. And board members. Today we have the Contra Costa County Supervisor, Chanel Scales Preston, grant workshop. We had about a little under 300 in attendance. It was an amazing event. It was from 8 to 5. We had people at 7 o'clock this morning ready for it. We had CCTV there. It was great, the slideshow and everything that was presented. We also had in the screen in Spanish, so it was perfect. We also had it where with that auditory, so it could be translated. They had a great program, great turnout. Everybody was pleased. Great breakfast, great lunch. It was wonderful. And what was great is I had an opportunity to thank the supervisor on behalf of the board of directors and our staff and share the district's parks programming and events.
Oh, cool.
So it was really great to have that moment and to highlight the wonderful things that the district is doing and what we have in our community center.
Awesome.
As I mentioned last month, with the approved award by Prop 1 Bond, ARPD through California Department of Water Resources and Development and HYFE. We've been having a lot of meetings. The enhancement project, which aims to improve the Ambrose Community Center, as you know, by implementing green infrastructure, nature-based solutions to improve air and water quality and mitigate flooding. We are having our June 28th Unity in the Community. We have representatives from the HYFE Contra Costa Water District and county that will be there at a table to introduce a public forum for this green infrastructure program and get input from our community. They're gonna have some posters up, different type of trees and different type of foliage that they can look at and get input from the community of what they're really looking for and what they think would be best in this project. So that's gonna be June 28th, 10 to 12. The tentative timeline for this project is we're going to do one more community event in July. We are going to see the final design in August, and it should be completed within 1 to 2 years.
Okay.
Wow.
And so it's moving forward. A lot of very involved, excited people between the county and the districts and the state involved in this project. Mm-hmm. Because this is also going to enhance another project they're doing to add extended bike lanes and walking paths within Willow Pass.
Oh, fantastic.
That is
So they're going to combine it together. We have Bay Point minor and major baseball teams. You'll see them practicing. If you have a minute, it's great to go out there and see those little ones out there on Wednesday night doing their practices. We're still going to do games in Pittsburgh, but we're doing our practices here within our community. And it's
that's so
and
cool.
The Junior Giants have given them so much. It's been wonderful.
Oh, that's great.
The Ambrose Aquatic Center are open May 24th. Mm-hmm. We are open daily now. We have our aquatic lessons. They were started on Monday, completely full with a wait list. We just don't have enough classes. Right. I wish we could do it, but we are at capacity. Our water polo camp was this week. Next week will be our aquatic sports camp. So summer has arrived.
Yay.
It's great. You probably received your Parks Monthly Maintenance in your board packet, mm-hmm. but I do have some updated information on it. The sprinklers were replaced yesterday at the community center in the front. They had about 8 not working, so they were replaced. The Ballards were finished painting today at Lindbrook. And Boker Park did have some vandalism with the irrigation valves. We received a rather high water bill, which caused some investigation, and realized due to the vandalism, a valve was stuck and on all the time. So we have fixed that. We also have modified the grate covers to minimize vandalism, which we have those star screws. We're adding it to all of our covers so they can't get into our valves. We are currently still working on the audit. Mm-hmm. Keep you up to date on that. Went to the Capri Convention and received the San Francisco Foundation 2025 CARPD Award for distinction for their support for our district. Okay. So we are going to present that to them at the August 10th, the 10th anniversary in August for our academy. So we're going to present it there. And the Ambrose Recreation and Park District was also recognized and awarded for outstanding performance.
Really?
Wow.
So, a little great accolade for our district.
Wow. That's so cool.
It is. So this is the award we have received.
Wow.
And again, I would like to mention Unity in the Community. It's through All in One.
Yeah.
Through Hands of Haiti. We're also having the Youth Job Fair. Mm-hmm. That's going to be in the auditorium, and their Green Infrastructure Community Input here as well. They have 38 vendors so far.
It's 10 to 2, right?
10 to 2.
Yeah, 10 to 2. Okay. That's so cool. Do any directors have any questions for our... Yes.
Do you need us to help you with anything?
Well, that day... Irving Joe will be handling all the vendors. We'll be handling the infrastructure program. Our teams will be handing out snow cones. And like I said, the YDCL group will be doing a job fair in the auditorium. So, and Marlin will be there passing out information about what our programming is within our district. So I think we're good, but I would love for you to come and share it and see it. Mm-hmm. And it'll be, you know, to give your input in the forum.
Is there a program?
There is not.
Okay.
Yeah, there is not. So it's kind of, Irving has been doing a very good job. He's new to this, and he's been at there getting lots of businesses and community partners to be involved with it.
Is Delano involved with All in One anymore?
What Irving had told me is he now has somebody at his home taking care of him.
Oh.
Yeah. Where is he at?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'll try to call him again.
Yeah, he's not answered my calls.
No, he hasn't answered any of my calls.
Yeah.
I've called just to, you know.
Yeah, catch up.
And
well, thank you.
Nobody
sorry
answers.
To hear that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that
how
there was succession.
I just have a cell number, and I don't usually get a lot of answers. Irving was here today. I did not ask him, you know, but I will try to get some information on that.
Yeah, so, you. I mean, I would like to send him a, you know, get well card, mm-hmm. you know, let me know. Just anything, you know, he's mm-hmm. right to the doctors, whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
I will get some information.
Thank you so much. He always brings such great news.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. No legal counsel report, so we're moving on to public communication. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda but within the jurisdiction of the board of directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time? Okay, I'm closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the board. Moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. The first item on the agenda is the monthly maintenance report. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment or have any questions at this time? Mm-mm. All right, we're closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the board and to you.
Yes, as you can see that I did do the monthly maintenance report. I gave you some updates today.
Yes.
On this report, one of them is the barbecues at Ambrose Park are being repaired. A lot of the stones in the front of it have come off, so we're repairing that. And at the center, we have replaced the garage door, so it's very easy to open and close.
Oh, good.
And that's great for our baseball team because they do have the little golf cart that does the field. So that's very big. And the irrigation, like I said, at Ambrose Park have been replaced and adjusted. And the refurbish is complete at a trade press.
Oh, great.
Yeah, if you guys haven't been up there, it looks really good.
Mm-hmm. Everyone nice. See that.
Yeah, it's really nice. All right, thank you. Moving on to...
Well, I do have questions.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry.
No, please. Please.
I'm sorry. I have just some questions. Encampment removed at Ambrose Park.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any resistance?
No.
Easy.
Armando used to be with our core department. Sean is a new gentleman that's there, and he's making himself very vigilant down there. He drives there a lot. He has the sheriff drive down, the Pittsburgh police drive down there a lot. The sheriff on right next to Broadway, Mallard, there a lot. So there, once we see it, we call him, and he takes care of it. It's been great. But we had in one weekend like 4 or 5 down there in camps, and we moved them right away.
Where were they on the property?
They were down by the creek. Well, first of all, they were up on the hill
where
the trees are, and then they moved down to the creek.
Yeah. There used to be quite a substantial encampment by the creek.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really.
Fire.
Major.
Yeah.
Like,
and that's the one that is being turned over to us, right?
Yes.
That area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
About the barbecue being repaired. Actually, my question is, if people go and just do barbecue there, they don't have to pay a fee or anything, because it's all public,
right?
Right,
first come, first serve.
So that's good to know. On the vandalism for Boger Park, how were you able to find out it was actually vandalized?
You could tell by the cutting of the wires and cutting of the pipes.
I see.
Yeah, they took the grate out, cut the pipes and wires, and parts of it were out. Yeah.
Okay.
So you could tell it was broken and...
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Probably
just
they're
looking for copper.
Out. The wire was pulled
out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we're not vulnerable anymore because...
We are not at Lynbrook. We used to have an issue there with Lynbrook, and they used to open it up and get the field wet before they played the sports bar. So we've put these new screws in that has to take a special tool to get them out with the drill, and has...
Yeah,
it has worked.
Yeah, definitely it has worked.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much. That's it.
Sorry about that. Anybody else have any questions? I apologize.
No.
Don't want to forget my people. All right, so now we're closing that and moving on to 9B. Consider approval of the 2025-2026 Engineers Report as presented by Community Economic Solutions and approval of Resolution 2425-03. Intention to order improvements and set a public hearing for the Ambrose Parks Assessment District. Any member of the public like to make a comment at this time? Have any questions? Okay, closing it to the public and bring it back up to the board.
Yes, as a requirement, you know the Ambrose Park Assessment District is to obtain the engineering's report for the coming fiscal year. We contract with the Community Economic Solutions to do it, and they're doing all the footwork and reports required by law and by the county to be collected in the assessment and also put together the engineering report.
Does anybody have any questions for the general manager regarding this?
It's not really a question, but I really like, I've seen this map too many times.
Yeah.
but I feel like I need a more extensive map so I can understand all the divisions here. Because yeah. Maybe we could request them to make it more, I don't know, visible in some way, that we could see some streets. Because, you know, we have a lot of the development happening, even up there, because, you know, where I live, it's
right.
Oak Hills, Pittsburgh.
Right.
But it's also Ambrose Park,
right?
Right? So people don't know that, some of my neighbors don't even know that they are covered by Ambrose mm-hmm. Park until they see
right.
their tax report. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I pay for that too. But anyway, my point is I would wish that it could be better. Like there's this new development right now. I think it is all Pittsburgh, but I'm sure that will draw more attention to the area. I'm talking about the Sprouts uh-huh. area.
Right.
And that would attract more development there, possibly some commercial, and some of those areas there on the top are Bay Point. Mm-hmm. So I just want to know that, I want to find out if people know that they're being served, and at the same time, how we could serve them. Because we have no parks in there, nothing.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And they're like, oh, there's a swimming pool that we can, you know, mm-hmm. they don't know. So I don't know how we can serve them and how they would know that we are even existing. So
right.
aside from this, I'm just probably going further than that. Just having a real nice map of the streets and what it covers, just that. If it's something that they could prepare or something that the county could prepare.
Also, and if they could, I think it'd be knowing that next year we would like to put out a rec guide, we can have an assessment and let the people know.
Yes.
The community know that we're sending these guys out to be sure that they are part of our mailing list that we sent to.
Yes, because assessment is they're paying $32 per household, right? And I know per lot, right?
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. they have to find out where their money is going and how they can get the services and you know mm-hmm. how we could help them. That's yep. it. Sorry.
Yeah, I had a question. Yeah, and actually just what Director Torlakson just mentioned, referring to this map, right? After
the yes. Plus,
yes.
I don't even see Leland completed to where San Marcos Boulevard is now. So this is obviously like a very old map.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? So I agree with what Director Torlakson said there. Like, there needs to be a more detailed.
Needs to be up to date.
Absolutely up to date, because look where Leland ends right on Bailey.
Right.
So that means that this map doesn't even really cover the area that it used to, where it used to be, where it now is, right? So if I'm reading it right, I'm looking at Highway 4, it looks like a Highway 4 that's not there, but like we know that on Oak Hills, there's a chunk of the district there too, right?
Right.
So this leads me to believe that it needs to be updated, and you need to use a more updated map, and yeah, like get some more details of what those specific streets there would be, I think, really important, especially since we're growing right now.
Mm-hmm. Right. Good point. Anybody else have any comments or questions for the for our general manager?
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with both Director Torres Horowitzin and Director Torres is also saying if we could have more detail, I
yeah.
guess that's what I want to say, is detail of what is Pittsburgh and what is Bay Point. You know, what is what?
Yeah.
Because here, I mean, it says book 97. Where's book 97? I don't know. You know, I mean, I'm just, you know, asking, and then, you know, I don't even know where to look for the book or any of that, but I also agree.
Yeah, it's not an accurate map. I don't know what year this is from, but I'm going to suspect it's probably from, like, the early 90s. Really?
Oh, that's current. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I mean, Leland doesn't go past Bailey there.
Yeah.
And we know that San Marcos Boulevard is there, and
yeah.
Leland is there. So
They probably just stick the same map in year after year, and we just keep not noticing it.
And because of that, it's possible that there may be some that are not assessed correctly.
Absolutely.
Right. That's a really good point. So maybe there's money we're not even getting.
Absolutely.
Okay. Eyes on the detail, people. I love it.
I was trying to be going to say, how we can serve them. Okay.
Yes, I love that. All right, so do I have a motion then?
I move that we approve the engineers 2025-2026 engineers report is presented by Community Economic Solutions and approval of resolution number 24/25-03 intention to order improvements and set a public hearing for the Ambrose Parks Assessment District.
I second that motion.
Can I interrupt for just a minute before we actually take a vote? So considering what the two directors just mentioned about the map and maybe it not being correct, should we approve it?
Is there a way that
And if we don't approve it now, is it gonna set something back?
It might. I'd have to ask.
What do you think, Lori?
I'd have to ask too, because I don't know if it'll hold back our park assessment fees.
Yeah,
because I know it was $36.72 we get per household on that.
Mm-hmm.
Madam Chair, maybe we could just go ahead and approve
this. Can we build a caveat into that approval?
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Could you do that? Could you reword what you just said?
With the addition.
How would we word that, May?
Yeah.
That we approve this.
Because it's hard to go back now at this point. I think we will just have to have a discovery for the next year. Yeah.
That's what I think.
Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we put it in the official record that we're questioning this, but we're also saying that as
next
it is
year.
Now, we don't want to hold up
yeah.
our impact fees. Okay.
Yeah.
So
your
initial stands, your second stands. Sorry about that, Jess.
No, that's great.
Okay. Okay, so we need a vote. Right. Sorry about that, people.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. So, does anyone have like a calendar? I'm thinking it would be you, Jess. Is there any way that we can calendarize when we need to start thinking about this or bring it up?
Because
it's going to take, it might take a while.
Yeah.
It might
I'll bring
take
it to
months.
Our attention
yeah.
after this because I'm the one. That's
oh, okay.
Working
all right.
with her.
Yeah, because it might take months. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So it is going to go to public hearing July 10th.
Oh, okay.
So someone will actually be here to speak on the report.
Oh.
Might be able to.
Perfect.
Ask them there too.
I love it. Okay. Makes sense.
Or should we ask them? I'm sorry.
I mean, I can ask her or just have them be prepared to answer questions.
Yeah.
Next time.
I like it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Perfect. All right. So now we're moving on to public hearing. This public hearing is to consider adopting the general operating budget for fiscal year 2025 and 2026. At this time, I am opening the public hearing. And is there any member of the public that has any questions or comments on this item at this time? And there are no questions or comments from the public, so I'm closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the board. Do I have a motion or do we need a motion?
So the budget was
already
over it.
We've already
this was
it.
Just
I move we approve how
Thank
do I
you.
Say that I move we approve no I move we adopt the general operating budget for fiscal year 2025-2026.
I have a second, director.
Yes, second that motion.
Thank you. The Garcia sisters.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. All right, we're moving on to closed session. This is in regards to real property negotiations pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.8 regarding the sale of approximately 1.99 acres of land located at the southeast corner of Willow Pass Road and Clearland Drive, Bay Point, APN number 097-081-027. We are adjourning to that closed session at this time, and we will report back.
Do we take all our stuff?
All right, we're coming back from closed session, and I'm reporting that we have agreed to the First Amendment to the Supplemental Purchase and Sale Agreement and Joint Escrow Instructions between Ambrose Recreation and Park District and Alliance Community LLC. That's what we've done. This closed session is now done. Do I need to do anything else? I feel like, is that good enough?
That's it?
There's no vote at this point.
Yeah. We're just reporting back that we have.
Reporting back what we have.
Yeah, that we have agreed to the amendment to the Supplemental Purchase and Sale Agreement. So thank you. Okay, so now we are moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. Each board member is given the opportunity to report on committee assignments or make individual comments within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. We need to add that. Yes, within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. All right, Director Torres, what say you, sir?
Thank you. I know I was already looking at me. Keep it under 5 minutes, sir.
Yeah.
She's like, okay. Yeah. Watch out, Emma's going to kick you.
I'll try to be brief. I guess I just want to comment on a few things. First of all, thank you so much, Lori and Jess, for always doing such an amazing job for our district, for always working really hard for us, for always trying to find solutions for us. We're always coming up with great packets and all the great work that y'all do. Thank you so much for that. And I know we're saying, don't say that again, because somebody else is going to say it.
Don't say it again.
But, you know, I also just really wanted to just quickly touch on what's happening across this country, what's happening right now across the state, because obviously we have a large immigrant community in Bay Point, and that scares the hell out of me. Mm-hmm. And we're starting to see the suppression of constitutional rights. Mm-hmm. And that's scary. And today I saw footage of Alex Padilla, Senator of California, yes, being arrested.
I hate to interrupt you, but we really have to keep it within the jurisdiction of the board. Because I feel you. But
I will keep it on the board, but it relates to it. So just
hang.
And I think it's really important for people to always be vocal about their issues, whether it's in a larger scale or even community scale, right? That's how I got involved in the district. That's how, as a community member, I was really passionate for the things that I believed in this community, whether it was parks or safety, whatever it was. That passion and is being reflected now, I think, and also for a lot of people in this time. And the reason I mention that is because I think also, you know, as a park district, we've done some great things here because of that, because people have spoken up. And it's important to mention that because, you know, we've done some great projects in my time here. Just recently did a basketball court. You know, we've opened up a couple new ADA playgrounds. You know, we got to see the opening of brand new bathrooms at Ambrose. And I think projects like that, again, come from the community, come from the voices of people. And so when you see, you know, senators being arrested, it's scary, right? It's scary. But I think, you know, I'm mentioning this because I just want us to always remember that, you know, we live in a country where free speech is guaranteed. It should be guaranteed by the Constitution. So whether it's, you know, the public scale, a national scale, or even local, it's important to always hear our community. And I'm very proud of the work that I've done here in the district, and I'm also very proud of the relationships I've built here on the board, right? I know that my time at the beginning was somewhat turbulent, and that's okay, right? That's how we learn, and that's how we become better as people, and we learn to understand each other and build stronger relationships and stuff.
That's right.
And I'm saying all this, you know, with a heavy heart to say that tonight's my last night as a director. I'm moving out of the district. And I just wanted to take this time to really acknowledge the work that everybody here has done. And again, there was a point in me bringing in all this because had I not and other community members been vocal about issues, I would not have gone to this position to actually represent my community. And I'm just very honored to have gotten the time to spend it with every one of y'all. And I'm looking forward to the greatness of this community in the future. And I just applaud the work that's been happening in my time here. So thank you.
Oh, wow. Thank you. That's a blow.
Wow, I know.
My mouth is so...
When the meeting ends, can you elaborate a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Wow. I don't know what to say to that.
Yeah.
Sadness.
very...
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Garcia? Yeah, me too. That word gobsmacked.
Where are you moving?
Where are you asking after the meeting?
Okay.
Director Garcia? Sorry. I know.
He shocked me. Then
I know.
Okay, well...
Should have called him last.
Number one thing I wanted to end this meeting in the memory of Fedor Glover since we lost him since our last meeting. Oh, and I remember, and I won't be here next meeting.
Taylor
I'm going
Swift?
I'm going to a very important concert. It's a free concert.
Is
so
it the Taylor one?
No, okay. I don't even know whose it is, okay. But I'm going.
Okay.
I'm going to be there too?
Good.
Yeah.
Probably.
No. That's
it.
You're excused, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. Director Lopez Garcia.
I'm like stunned. I'm
I know.
So sorry. I feel like crying. I do.
I
mean, we finally got a board that
I know.
We're tight. We're stuck together. And we backed each other up of anything that happened.
Yeah.
Lori, we backed you up. And it's like, who are we going to get to replace you? That's not fair. I mean, I'm sorry. Maybe it's just me. But, I'm just stunned. I really am.
Yeah.
I wish you good luck, whatever you're doing. And my heart's with you, really. And whatever you've done, I really appreciate it. Of all your input and all your long 10-minute things, but I just really... hurt over this. I'm sorry. You know, we've become such good friends.
And I know.
We've become such a great group here.
And the perspectives.
Yes. I mean, we never...
we need the different perspectives.
There's no yelling. There's no, spitting words out. You know, it's been so nice.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
I know.
Okay.
Director Tollickson.
Okay, I too am shocked.
I know.
And
I didn't
actually,
see that
my movie. Husband was here last meeting, and as soon as we got home, he's like, I like that Director Torres, he told me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, he may be chair next time. And I'm like, darn. so that is a shocker, because I was really hoping that we could see you shine more.
Yeah.
Because you've shined. You've shown. Yeah, your prowess, and we will miss you dearly. Speaking of directors, and we were just told that Judy Dawson just passed. Judy and I ran against each other on the same election, and we were not on the same path, and that happens, here. But then we found out that we were just having different opinions, and we actually were going for the same thing. So we've become friends, and I really was shocked to find out that she passed away, because she was a very important and very active person in the community.
Yeah.
She not only served in Ambrose, she served with the BAC, she served with CAP.
Garden Club, right?
No, she wasn't in the Garden Club.
Okay.
Although she was Yard of the Month, because she said, I never got the Yard of the Month. So we gave her Yard of the Month. Anyway, she was also, she led that breast cancer, the cancer
relay.
Yeah. And that was really important to her, because she was a survivor.
Yes.
But then when I spoke to her daughter, Jeannie, it was so sudden that she was in remission, mm-hmm. and then her cancer came back, and it spread to her bones. And Jeannie wasn't even able to make it to her in Washington. Jeannie is in, I think, Texas.
Wow.
And so she was, she really felt bad about that. However, she is going to have a memorial on June 19th.
Yes.
And Jeannie is requesting, if there's anything you would like me to say at the memorial, because I don't expect everyone to come to Washington to the memorial,
it's
but if there's something...
State
of Washington, yes. If there's something that you would like to say about her and all that, please send it to me. And then you can just send it to me, to May. Send it to email, text, whatever, and I will relay that to Jeannie. Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah. And And then on another note, Neil Holworth's memorial is on Wednesday, July 2. And they have an e-vite that I will just send over to you guys. It's maybe I'll just send it to you. And they said, the more the merrier.
Oh, perfect.
So it's going to be at the New Hope Church at 2120 Olivera Court, Concord, California, at 10 a.m. Wednesday, July 2nd. Okay. So that's where it is. So sorry to hear about a lot of our friends, because I guess that's the age we are.
Yeah.
I am. Not all of us. You're not there yet, Director Torres, but, you know, friends passing on and all that. So, but we do remember them and all the good things that they've done for the community.
Definitely.
Yeah. I pass.
I just wanted to recognize Judy and Federal and also Delano. I know he's still living, but all the great things that he did for the district kind of feels like a trip down memory lane. Neil, I mean, we've just had so many great partners, people that have been really passionate about this district, including you. I'm so stunned. Like, I'm so glad I'm the last person to speak, because I just don't even know what to say. I'm so bummed about it. One of the things that I've really appreciated about this board is we all come from really different places. So our perspectives are different, and I think it makes us a richer board and better able to help our constituents, right? And you really fill a really, like, it's going to be really big shoes to fill, Eduardo. It's not just anybody, right? I don't even know what to say. I'm sad about Judy, and I'm sad about Federal, and I'm really sad about Neil. But I'm really sad about you. I also wanted to say that I loved seeing Tom last month. Please tell him thank you for coming. It was really, really cool. I haven't seen him in a long time, and he's his funny, same self. It was just really wonderful. But I wanted to take a minute, and it'll just be a minute. I wanted to say that I think this district, I think we've been really super fortunate. When Doug came on board, I remember thinking, wow, we really scored. And I expressed that last month. We really, really scored. And, you know, considering past general managers, you know, could we ever hope to duplicate that? You know, if you look back at our history, like, people would say no. But look who we got. Like, Lori, you're so amazing. And one of the things that we talked about today in her office before this meeting, but it's so true, is I really don't know anybody else in my life that is a better bridge between people and corporations. And you're such a relationship builder. Like, you're amazing. You're smart. You're just so smart and on the ball. There's practically nothing. And I ask her so many diverse things. I mean, first of all, she doesn't know, she'll find out. That same with Jess. Like, if they don't know, they're all over it. But usually she knows. And she's usually looked into it, or she's got it on her list to look into it. And I just think this district, I just hope that we all talk up our staff, like, to our, you know, I have a neighborhood watch group. I'm always telling them, like, you know, you should see our staff, the people behind everything. And Lori, you are just really awesome. We are so lucky to have you. Just so lucky. And I just didn't think that lightning could strike twice, but we sure have it in you. And Jess, you know how much I appreciate you so much. And also, please make sure that Marlene knows. She drops the packet off, and I really appreciate it. But you guys really run a real tight ship, and we really appreciate it. Oh, I'm so sad right now. Okay, do I have a motion?
I move we adjourn to our next meeting.
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Can we hang for just a minute? So tell us about the sad news.